Ligia, ormai sicura è già la dura sorte del fascista vile traditor. Ormai sicura è già la dura sorte del fascista vile traditor. C'è Salvento, calma è la bufera, torna a casa il fiero partigian. Sventolando la rossa sua bandiera, vittoriosi al fin liberi siamo. Sventolando la rossa sua bandiera, vittoriosi al fin liberi siamo. Fischia il vento in furia la bufera, scarpe rotte pur bisogna andare a conquistare la rossa primavera, dove sorge il sol dell'Appennino. A conquistare la rossa primavera, dove sorge il sol dell'Appennino.
Shaolin shadow boxing and the Wu-Tang sword style. If what you say is true, the Shaolin and the Wu-Tang could be dangerous. Do you think your Wu-Tang sword can defeat me?
On guard. I'll let you try my Wu-Tang style.
Bring the motherfucking ruckus! Bring the motherfucking ruckus! Bring the motherfucking ruckus! Bring the motherfucking ruckus!
Ghost face, catch the blast of a hype verse. My Glock burst, leaving a hearse. I did worse, I come rough, tough like an elephant tusk. Your head rush, fly like Egyptian musk. Aw, oh, shit, Wu-Tang Clan spark the Wixen. However, I mastered a trick just like Nixon. Causing terror, quick damage your whole era. Hard rocks is like the fuck up a found shot. PLO style, hazardous, cause I wreck this dangerous. I blow spots like Waco, Texas.
Watch my back like I'm locked down. Hardcore hitting sound. Watch me act bulk and tear down. A literate tight asshole. Songs going gold, no doubt. And you watch a corny nigga fall. Yeah, they faking all that. Carrying cats, but your mind plan rolling like 40 max. Now you act convinced. I guess it makes sense. Wu-Tang, yo, soon represent. I wait for one to act up. Now I got him backed up. Gun to his neck now. React what? And that's one in the chamber. Wu-Tang banger. 36 styles of danger.
Bring the motherfucking ruckus. Bring the motherfucking ruckus. Bring the motherfucking ruckus. Bring the motherfucking ruckus. Bring the mother, bring the motherfucking ruckus. Bring the motherfucking ruckus. Bring the motherfucking ruckus. Bring the motherfucking ruckus.
I whip it. Like porno flick bitches. I roll with groups of ghetto bastards with biscuits. Check it, my method on the microphone's banging. Wu-Tang slang, I leave your headpiece hanging. Plus this, I'm kicking like Seagull out for justice. The roughness, yes, the rudeness. Ruckus, rap rock, I verbally assault with the tongue. Murder one, my style shocks you not like a stun gun. I'm hectic, I wreck it with the quickness. Set it on the microphone, the competition get blown. Why this nasty ass nigga with my nigga, the RZA, charge like a and got pulled like a trigger. So bad, stabbing up the bad with the boot cap crabs. I scream on your ass like your dad, bring it all.
Bring the motherfucking ruckus. Bring the motherfucking ruckus. Bring the motherfucking motherfucking ruckus. Bring the motherfucking ruckus.
Yo, I'm more rugged than slave man boots. New recruits, I'm fucking up MC troops. I break loose and trample shit while I stomp.
A mud hole in that ass cost him straight out the swamp. Creeping up on sight, now it's fright night. My Wu-Tang slang is mad fucking dangerous and more deadly than the stroke of an axe. Chopping through your back, psh, giving bystanders heart attacks. Niggas trying to flip, tell me who wins them. I blow up this fucking prism, make it a vicious act of terrorism. You wanna bring it, so fuck it. Come on and bring the rockets, then I provoke niggas to kick buckets. I'm wetting cream, I ain't wetting fame. Who's selling game? I'm giving out a deadly game. It's not the Russian, it's the Wu-Tang crushing. Roulette, slip up, you get fucked like Suzette. Bring the fucking rockets.
Bring the motherfucking rockets. Bring the motherfucking rockets.
On guard. I'll let you try my Wu-Tang style.
We're here to bring the motherfucking ruckus today on RadioValencia.fm. Good morning, good afternoon. You're listening to Freaks to the Front every Saturday from 12 to 2. My name is DJ Lesta.
And this is DJ Lento.
Thank you for tuning in to Freaks to the Front. Today we are celebrating a very special holiday, which is the 25th of April. DJ Lento, would you like to give us a little background information?
Absolutely. It is my pleasure. And yeah, 25th of April, sort of coincidentally, this is the second radio show that I do. Back in the days, I was, you know, still in the college radio, and today I'm out. And
you graduated.
I graduated.
Literally.
And there's also less restrictions, I would say, in this specific radio. But I'm going to... I made a vow to myself today to just stick to the facts without colorating it with my additional comments. And but yeah, 25th of April, it's the Festa della Liberazione in Italy. It's the anniversary of the liberation from the fascist regime, and
we had our sound effects.
I was just, since I said that I'm just gonna stick to the fact, I'm just gonna verbatim read from Wikipedia, which says, in Italy, Benito Mussolini fascist regime used the term anti-fascist to describe its opponents.
I wonder why.
Mussolini's secret police was officially known as the Organization for Vigilance and Repression of Anti-Fascism. During the 1920s, in the Kingdom of Italy, anti-fascists, many of them from the labor movement, fought against the violent black shirts, which were his supporters, and against the rise of fascist leader Benito Mussolini. Blah, 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 blah. Anyway.
Unfortunately, we're both wearing black shirts today.
Yeah, but that's not relevant.
But I'm wearing a specifically sort of anti-fascist black shirt.
But anyway, long story short, after the World War II, when finally, you know, they celebrate the liberation of Italy after, you know, fighting also among these groups of just organized people and what they were called partigiani, which were patriots, actually, were fighting against the regime. But they were like sort of a popular militia. Part of them, there were many groups, but they finally managed, along with the Allies, to be fair, to push back the German forces and fully defeat the fascist militia, and which led to Mussolini like running away and then being captured and then being hanged publicly. And so that was the day that we celebrate that in Italy, and historically is April 25th. and that was 1946.
I love that in Italy, your Independence Day is a celebrating of the hanging of a fascist, rather than ours.
You say
here.
That.
Rather than the celebration of
well,
ours
not,
here.
It's not,
in this
let's
country.
Say it's way more about, you know, liberation
of
from
course.
Oppressors,
of course.
And like literally a regime that oppresses people that, you know, like free speech and freedom of thinking and freedom of association, which is also actually what then led to the Italian Constitution, one of the main first articles of the Constitution is that there is freedom of speech and it's a republic founded on labor and freedom, as such. I mean, not exactly like that, but anyway. Yeah, it is, you know, with a big hope for liberation for all the people in the world and just a hope for unity and happiness for everybody and for a more just world.
Thank you. That was a beautiful spiel.
But having said so, we had a completely different theme for the day.
As you can tell from going directly from an Italian classic communist anti-fascist track there. To Wu-Tang with Bring Da Ruckus. We are...
Which is kind of related.
Of course. I mean, 90s hip-hop is our theme for the day, and generally anti-fascist as well. So, generally, you know, it all goes together to some degree.
I just wanted to add another little bit of context that sort of bridges these two things. Let me just find it. I was reading about this morning. There is this, I was reading on Instagram, this post that reads like, jazz was the sound of Italian liberation, apparently. During fascism in Italy, jazz occupied an uneasy position, beloved by artists, intellectuals, and the youth for its disruptive modernity, yet at odds with the regime's autarkic politics and hostility toward black culture. When not suppressing it, the regime Italianized it. Louis Armstrong became Luigi Braccioforte. Cocktail was rebranded Bevanda Arlecchina.
Oh my God.
So anyway, there is a... yeah, anyway, then it says jazz was the music of rebellion.
They rebranded it. They appropriated it.
Anti-fascist by nature. I mean, if you think about it, you know, jazz was born from, you know, oppressed people as well.
Of course, and it's also, you know...
black people.
And it also doesn't, like, as a music genre, doesn't, like, follow any particular rules. It's loose. It's, you know, it does its own thing.
It is. And they have their own language, too. And it's like harmonically speaking.
Yeah.
And so I think this is a good way sort of to bridge to the theme of the day that we thought about, which is essentially 90s hip-hop.
Yeah, and which has a lot of jazz elements to
absolutely,
it.
Absolutely.
Worldwide.
Especially, I would say, in the U.S., especially in the East Coast, mm-hmm. you know, and mostly artists from New York area, Brooklyn, like in the state, in this case,
Staten Island,
like as in Wu-Tang. They grabbed a lot of elements of the jazz, like pioneers that were in that area.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of actually interconnection between... what became the hip-hop movement in, you know, and rap in the 90s, which also come, you know, from a situation of segregation of these people, like living literally day by day with whatever they could get out of it, and probably was the like highest expression of art and also liberation from them, from this problems, let's say.
Yeah, and for this era, for sure, yeah.
And so there's a lot of influence from jazz in the terms of samples, even in, you know, in a lot of the songs that we're going to listen today, there's a lot of that. So, without further ado, we listen to Bring the Ruckus. So let's bring the ruckus. But after that, I want to bring another pioneer of the era, kind of like a cliche song, but I think it has a lot of these jazzy vibes elements to it. And next is Nas with New York State of Mind. And I'm going to give a little context about this song later too, which also relates to jazz music.
Sounds great. Let's do it.
One second. Beep. All right.
Yeah, yeah. Yo, Black, it's time.
Word.
Bird's timing. It's time, man.
All right. Begin.
Yeah. Straight out the fucking dungeons of rap. Where fake niggas don't make it back. I don't know how to start this shit. Yo. Rappers are monkey flipping with the funky rhythm. I be kicking, musician, inflicting composition of pain. I'm like Scarface, sniffing cocaine, holding an M16. See, with the pen, I'm extreme. Now, bullet holes left in my peepholes. I'm suited up with street clothes. Hand me a 9 and out, the feet froze. Y'all know my steelo, with or without the airplay. I keep some E and J, sitting bent up in the stairway. Or either on a corner, betting grants with the CeeLo champs. Laughing at bass heads, trying to sell some broken amps. G-packs get off quick forever. My niggas talk shit, reminiscing about the last time the task force flipped. Niggas be running through the block shooting. Time to start the revolution. Catch a body head for Houston. Once they caught us off guard, the MAC-10 was in the grass. And I ran like a cheetah with thoughts of an assassin. Picked the Mac up, told brothers back up. The Mac spit, lead was hitting niggas. One ran, I made a backflip. Heard a few chicks scream, my arms shook. Couldn't look, gave another squeeze. Heard it click, yo, my shit is stuck. Tried to cock it, it wouldn't shoot. Now I'm in danger. Finally pulled it back and saw 3 bullets caught up in the chamber. So now I'm jetting to the building lobby. And it was full of children, probably couldn't see as high as I be. It's like the game ain't the same. Got younger niggas pulling the triggers, bringing fame to their name and claim some corners. Crews without guns or corners. In broad daylight, stick up kids, they run up on us. 4-5s and gauges, max and facts. Same niggas that catch you back to back, catching the cracks in black. There was a snitch on the block, getting niggas knocked. So hold your stash to the coke price drop. I know this crackhead who says she gotta smoke nice rock. And if it's good, you bring your customers and measuring plots. But yo, you gotta slide on a vacation. Inside information keeps large niggas erasing and they wild spacing. It drops deep as it does in my breath. I never sleep, cause sleep is the cousin of death. Beyond the walls of intelligence, life is defined. I think of crime when I'm in a New York state of mind. State of mind.
Your state of mind. Your state of mind. Your state of mind. Your state of mind.
Be having dreams that I'm a gangster. Drinking Moet's, holding texts. Making sure the cash came correct. Then I stepped. Investments and stock. Sewing up the box to sell rocks. Winning gunfights with mega cops. But just a nigga. Walking with his finger on the trigger. Make enough figures until my pockets get bigger. I ain't the type of brother made for you to start testing. Give me a Smith and Wesson. I have niggas undressing. Thinking of cash flow. Buddha and shelter. Whenever frustrated, I'm a hijack Delta. And the PJs. My blend tape plays. Bullets are straight. Young bitches is braids. Each block is like a maze full of black rats trapped. Plus the Allen is packed. From what I hear in all the stories, when my peoples come back black, I'm living where the nights is jet black. The fiends fight to get crack. I just max. I dream I can sit back and lamp like Capone. With drugs strips on, all the legal luxury life. Rings flooded with stones. Homes, I got so many rhymes, I don't think I'm too sane. Life is parallel to hell, but I must maintain and be prosperous. Though we live dangerous, cops could just arrest me, blame. And us were held like hostages. It's only right that I was born to use mics. And the stuff that I write is even tougher than dice. I'm taking rappers to a new plateau. Through rap slow, my rhyming is a vitamin. Hell without a capsule. The smooth criminal on beat breaks.
Never put me in your box if your shit eats tape. The city never sleeps, full of villains and creeps. That's where I learned to do my hustle, had to scuffle with freaks. I'm an addict for sneakers, 20s a Buddha and bitches with beepers. In the streets I could reach her, about blacks I teach her. Inhale deep, like the words in my breath. I never sleep, cause sleep is the cousin of death. I lay puzzle as I backtrack to earlier times. Nothing's equivalent to the New York state of mind. State of mind.
Your state of mind. Your state of mind. Your state of mind. Your state of mind.
From the beginning at the top of the list. Know what I mean? Half situation like this. Another war story from a thirsty young hustler. Won't trust her, I'd rather bust her and leave you caught for the cops to discover. Well, I be vipping in the Range Rover. All too well like Liberace. You watch me while Jake's trying to knock me and lock me. But I be on the low sipping Asti Spumante. Niggas try to creep on the side of my teeth. Stuck the heat through the window, rock their ass to sleep over a 3-pack. It was a small thing, really, yeah, but keep letting them small things slide and be a failure. If I'm out of town, one of my crew will take care of you. The world is out, and your team's inferior. You wanna bust caps, I get all up in your area. Kidnapping children make the situation scarier. Life is a gamble, we scramble for money. I might crack a smile, but ain't a damn thing funny. I'm caught up in the dirt where your hands get muddy. Plus the outcome turns out to be lovely. Got cheese in my pocket, hit off my main squeeze. Push back the sunroof, let the cold air breeze through the butter soft leather upholstery. But mostly, keep the gag closely, cause niggas wanna toast me.
Hey yo, I gotta get mines, no matter what the consequences. Counting my blessings out of my weapons. Cop out the gat and let my nine serve purpose. Sling do my thing, organize things service. Trying to make a meal and stress, you know the deal. So we sling grills, get your cap hill, cause everything is real. Cause I wanna chill, laid up in a jacuzzi. Sip a bubbly with my fingers on the Uzi. Try to infiltrate my fork, get caught dead up in New York. My brain is back with criminal thoughts. Get your life lost, never found again, my friend. Mission completed, watch you drop in less than 10. On my road to the riches, hitting snitches off with mad stitches. Your last rest, the place will be your ditch, kid. No one can stop me, try your style sloppy. You wanna be me, you're just an imitation copy. My theme is all about making the green, living up in luxury. Pushing fat whips to live comfortably.
Time goes by, an eye for an eye. We in this together, son, your beef is mine. So long as the sunshine can light up the sky. We in this together, son, your beef is
a
mine.
A drug dealer's dream, stash cream, keys on a triple beam, 500 Estelle Green, 95 nickel gleam, condominium, thug dressed like a gentleman, tailor-made ostrich, Chanel for my women friend, murdering, numbers on your head while I'm burglaring, shank is serving them, what's up to all my niggas swerving in New York metropolis. The bridge brings apocalypse, shoot at the clouds, feels like the whole Holy Beast is watching us. Madman, my sanity is going like an hourglass. Gun inside my bad hand, I slice trying to bag grams. I got hoes that used to milk you, niggas who could've killed you. It's down with my ill crew of psychos. Nas Escobar moving on your weak production. Pumping corruption in the third world, we just bustin'.
Hold up bustin'. And analyze the wildcats. Sling cracks, they swinging axe. The new routines, be my eyes blacks. Playing corners, glancing all up in your cornea. Cornea, seen cats snatch monies upon ya. But late night, candlelight, fiend with a crack right. It's only right, feeling higher than an airplane right. Word yo, I wanna get this money then blow. Take my time, blast a nine if you front, you go. Sip beers, the German ones. Hand my guns to sons. Shallon and Queensbridge, we robbing niggas for fun. But still, write my will. I tell my seeds then Bill. Mahalia, sing a tale. But the real, we still kill.
As time goes by, and eye for an eye. We in this together, son. Your beef is mine. So long as the sun shines, the light up the skies. We in this together, son. Your beef is mine. As time goes by, an eye for an eye. We in this together, son. Your beef is mine. So long as the sunshine can light up the skies. We in this together, son. Your beef is mine. It's mine.
Lay back. Word out. Just bless them with the bulletproof. More beef. Nice. Chef creation for your nation. Yeah.
All right, we are already dropping bombs here, metaphorically.
Metaphorically.
Of course. But yeah, heavyweights of Brooklyn.
90s era.
90s hip-hop. In fact, in order, we got Nas with New York State of Mind, released Illimati, I think it was in 1994. Illmatic. 1994, yeah, April 19, 1994. And after that, we had Mobb Deep with the infamous duo from that area as well. This was also released in probably 1995. And this track specifically, Eye for an Eye, features Nas and Raekwon the Chef.
Nice.
From
Wu-Tang.
Wu-Tang. So you see, it's a big like movement, and like people just get together, like, hey, yeah, I'll be on your joint, you'll be on my joint.
And it wasn't always like that before, you know.
Oh, no.
Before Wu-Tang got together, especially, you know, they were all competitors, and they were all, you know, I mean, more than just competitors in Staten Island and all over the city, you know, really bad relationships with each other, but yeah, always a level of, like, I think respecting each other's talent and craft underneath, but like they were not getting along until you know, the RZA said, fuck this.
Yeah.
We're putting together a group.
Yeah.
And we're all individuals, and we can all release individual music, but
we all benefit from it.
Exactly.
Because that's the reason.
A collective, basically.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, that's about, you know, how Wu-Tang basically how came out in the music industry, very disruptive as well, because they were like, yeah, we'll all be our own personas, you know,
mm-hmm.
but at the same time, if we all been divided for so long, and it's time, you know, to just get the music industry and bend it to our rules.
Which is also a very anti-fascist approach to the music industry.
Yeah, I mean, it's more like, it's sort of like a, it's what I would, like a, almost like a union.
Yeah.
And, of artists and rappers in this case. And by the way, this also kind of goes back to what I was saying earlier with the connection of this movement and people as well to the jazz time around like the 60s and the 70s in New York especially. So I've been mentioning this a few times. I was reading this biography of one of the trumpet players with Sun Ra. And that's how I read, actually. I mean, there is a whole chapter called The Loft Movement, and it's all about jazz artists getting together, mostly black community.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it started at that time to open up also to white people getting in there, because, of course, like, all white people were like, oh, my God, it's so fucking cool. Like, I never saw anything like this.
Mm-hmm.
So they wanted a little piece
to enter into it.
And there were some artists, too, that, you know, were jazz players that were white as well. So I think they were sort of, like, expanding a little bit their community. But yeah, the Loft Movement essentially was, in very like summary, a way to don't perform in clubs, but instead sort of throw sort of private parties or just have like community-based events and venues where people would just get together, perform music, and, you know, get the benefits of their own art and their own music, and, you know, maybe not making money, but or a lot of money, but creating a sense of community and a sense of sharing, and sharing their art with everybody without having to go through the music industry at the time and like big venues in New York. So
very now, cool parallels there, and not just parallels, but like ways in which that standard and that ability was set earlier for, you know, people who came later, like the jazz artists sort of pioneered that for later movements, particularly the hip hop movement in the 90s.
Exactly. And also, since we were talking about Nas, Nas is specifically discussed in this chapter, because at some point the writer Ahmed Abdullah, he talks about Oludara, which is, I mean, his like born Western name is Charles Jones III, but then he renamed himself, as a lot of like people in the sort of especially Muslim community were giving themselves Muslim names. He was a renowned jazz musician, cornetist, guitarist, even, and singer even. A key figure in the New York's avant-garde jazz scene, and in fact, he was related to Sun Ra, or like the movement around them, and he was the father of Nas. And Nas, you know, was like he. There is a famous interview on MTV where Nas is talking about like the first time he stepped into a music studio was with his dad when he was going to record
Nepo Baby. Am I right?
Jazz. yeah, in a sense, but thank God, because then Nas is still today one of the you know, most acclaimed and prolific artists considered in that genre. Such a like a great, yeah. I mean, we saw him opening for Wu-Tang Clan when we went to see them.
We did.
Back in Boston.
Nas and Busta Rhymes.
I literally, oh yeah, Busta Rhymes was completely like unannounced.
Yeah, yeah,
just
exactly.
Came on stage and I was like, hey, this is Busta Rhymes. This is gonna sing.
That was crazy.
Okay, like, hey, cool. But yeah, super cool.
But on that note also of how you know, mentioned that Islam was tied in there. Several Wu-Tang members are Muslim, and, you know, that was a big part of their connection with one another. And even those who weren't necessarily Muslim at the time, like, sort of bought into the language that people were using in the Nation of Islam, which is, like, a particular sect of Islam. But the 5% Nation of Islam is like really prevalent in their in some of their lyrics as well, and some of the ways in which they like talk to each other. Everybody called each other God, you know. What's today's math?
Exactly. Today mathematics.
Yeah, today's mathematics. Yeah.
And I mean, there's also a beautiful TV show on Wu-Tang, which is kind of like what sort of, I mean, I was a big fan of Wu-Tang before, but that sort of, I mean, through my brother as well, actually, I have to be, like, give credit. My brother is what really put me in, like, not the Wu-Tang, but just the rap culture. Mm-hmm. I was, like, you know, as a teenager, also, this is funny, I was talking about, I want to watch again 8 Miles, because the reason I'm saying this, you know, I was just a little kid back in southern Italy, you know, a little teenager, rebellious, just saw 8 Miles, was like, oh yeah, it's cool, it's Eminem story, I don't know, whatever. It's a bit romanticized probably, but back then I was very much into that. But that My brother was even younger than me. But I remember we managed to get a copy of the 8 Mile soundtrack, where actually Mobb Deep, Shook Ones, Part 2, which we may play in a bit, on the same record of the song we just listened to, Eye for an Eye, it's the opening track of that.
Of 8 Mile.
Huh. There's a lot of good songs in 8 Mile.
Yeah, I haven't seen it in a long time.
Same.
Like Eminem, there's a lot of controversy there, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. But what I mean is that was like a big thing in the rap world, essentially, back then. But yeah, so that's how I got to know Mobb Deep.
That's how you got to... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just thinking that song really blew my mind. And, you know, my brother was way more into hip-hop. Like, he started, like, doing graffitis, and still today, actually. And then we did some together. And, I love my brother. Shout out to you, Bulio. Hope you're having fun back in Italy. And
shout out, Bulio.
Oh, and we also both got a motorcycle.
That's like, true.
Little information there. But anyway, what I was saying. Oh, yeah. So, going back to New York.
Well, what you were talking about was that your brother sort of introduced you to Wu-Tang as well. And then we started listening to Wu-Tang a lot together because we watched this Wu-Tang and American Saga show on Hulu that is like so fucking good and really makes you feel, we've talked about it on the show before, but really makes you feel like you know them. Really makes you feel, it's like a dramatized, it's a dramatized story, so it's not like a documentary, but it was made in collaboration with the RZA, so that was, you know, I mean, he's such an artist in so many ways, and so he made this show in collaboration with, I can't remember whom, but he was very involved, and
it was
the show,
producer.
Yeah, he was probably the producer, and maybe one of the writers. He's the main character also in it, like bringing everybody together, because that was a major part of his role, and like coming up with the beats and the samples and all of that. Like, he was really a leader in a group that is a horizontal power structure. So, but he helped really make things happen for everybody and helped everybody get their shit together. So I really cannot recommend enough watching that show. This is making me want to rewatch that show. There's commentary on other artists in that moment as well. So, and I read as I was reading a bit about the Wu-Tang involvement in the Nation of Islam, that actually the RZA and Capadonna took Shahada, the testimony of faith, to transition to Orthodox Islam from 5-percenter teachings in 2024. So,
oh-ho.
Yeah.
Big.
Big moves.
Yeah. I kicked my mic. Okay, but let's listen to some more music. We started a bit late today. It's already 1 p.m.
Yeah, we probably should play some more.
A lot of spoken words.
Because we have more, more American 90s hip-hop, but we also want to go into the Italian and French hip-hop that each of us individually sort of is familiar with from different parts of our lives. So
yeah, without further ado, I have a few more songs I want to play.
Yeah, let's play a couple few.
Let's
a couple three.
So since we listened to we were talking about Wu-Tang and also the first release after I think 36 Chamber. Let me double check this, because anyway, I'll say it later. But RZA's first cousin, Old Dirty Bastard, R.I.P. he was one of the actually founders and main members of Wu-Tang, and I'm pretty sure, if I remember correctly from the show, That was the first record produced by the RZA after producing,
I think,
making the beats for after 36 Chamber, and actually kind of, or was it Method Man?
Actually, I think it might have been Method Man, but anyway, this is one of the things we should.
But ODB was first scouting with the RZA, so they were like literally growing up together, making beats together. And ODB was a little crazy dog, but he was such a talented lyricist and kind of like a punk.
He was very punk.
and anyway, it was also a very different style than, you know, what is the canons of rap at the time in terms of style. So this is from Return to the 36 Chamber. Let's listen to Brooklyn Zoo by ODB.
Shit. I bossed that nigga ass like now. Ain't no one of them niggas can't fuck. What? Nigga, you could never fuck me, my nigga. I'll fuck you up right now. What? Fuck. Bust your motherfucking ass, boy. Ain't no motherfucking joke. Know who you talking to? Old dirty bastard. What the hell? I'll fuck you up right now. Yeah. What?
Fuck that nigga, yo. He ain't saying nothing, fuck him.
I'm the one man army ace on. I never been tooken out. I keep MCs looking out. I drop signs like Crosby dropping babies. Enough to make a nigga go crazy. In the G building, taking all types of medicines. Your ass thought you were better than a son. I keep planets in orbit while I be coming with deeper and more shit. Enough to make you break and shake your ass as I create. Rhyme good as the tasty cake makes. This style I'm mastered in. Niggas catching headaches, what? You need aspirin? This type of pain you couldn't even kill with Midol. Fuck around, get sprayed with Lysol in your face like the can of mace, baby. Is this burning? What fucking now you're learning? How? I don't even like your motherfucking profile. Give me my fucking shit. Wow, that's seen and heard. No one knows, you forget. Niggas be quiet as cat. Now you know nothing before you do a whole fucking lot. Your ass don't wanna get shot. A lot of MCs came to my showdown. Then watch me put your fucking ass low down. As you can go, below zero. Without a doubt, I never been taken out by a nigga who couldn't figure. Yeah, by a nigga who couldn't figure. Yeah, by a nigga who couldn't figure how to pull a fucking gun trigger. So get the fuck out of here. Nigga wanna get too close to the utmost. But I got stacks that'll attack any whack host. Introducing your fuck that nigga's name. My hip hop drops on your head like rain. And when it rains, it pours. Cause my rhymes hardcore. That's why I give you more of the roar. Telling that I got what Rozak the spot. MCs, I'll be burning hot. Whoa, ho, ho. Let me like slow up with the flow. If I move too quick, oh, you just won't know. I'm homicidal when you enter the target. Nigga, get up, act like a pig, try to hog shit. So I take your ass out quick. The mic's I'm had it, my nigga. You can suck my dick if you wanna step to my motherfucking rep. Blow, 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 blown to death. You got shot, cause you knock, knock, knock. Who's there? Another motherfucking hard rock. Slacking on your back, and cause raw's what you lack. You wanna react? Bring it on back. Same with you when you stepped up to the old dirty bastard, Brooklyn. Shame on you when you step to the old dirty bastard, Brooklyn. Brooklyn. Shame on you when you step to the old dirty bastard, Brooklyn. Shame on you when you step to the old dirty bastard, Brooklyn. Shame on you when you step to the old dirty bastard, Brooklyn. What? My nigga. When you step to, shame on you. When you step to, the old dirty bastard, Brooklyn. Shame on you. When you step to, the old dirty bastard, Brooklyn. What, my nigga?
Steps out of his place and get slapped in his motherfucking face just because the motherfucker tried to base. But G.O.D., but G.O.D. And while I see his whole clique passes by,
motherfuckers think they qualify. And for those niggas want to try, the G.O.D., the G.O.D., yeah. I'm not caught up in politics. I'm no black activist on a so-called scholar's dick. I come through with the wooden drop map and versatile freestyle bombs upon the graphs and deliver all things in number and weight. Search the depth on how living things relate. Cause at a young age, I was molded in a religion I relied on and got caught up in superstition. Scared to split poles, duck black cats once in a while. Threw salt over my back, but with knowledge of self from off the shelf, made things seem complicated now, small like elves. So turn off the lights, light a candle, have a seance, pull a lid off the D-Mark scandal. Widgets, warlocks, spooks, and holy ghosts. RZA, let's defraud the hoax. When the motherfucker steps out of his place and gets slapped in his goddamn face, just because the nigga what he tried to base. With G.O.D., with G.O.D. And while I see his whole clique passes by, motherfuckers think they qualify. And for those niggas want to try, the G.O.D., the G.O.D. We were on the same ship when the slaves were checked. I had to pull your card, you was on the top deck, so I plotted my escape. I saw the thin line between love and hate, fast from the hog on the plate. I suffered brutal pain from whips and chains, punishments that were set to wash the brain. So look, listen, observe, and also respect this jewel. Draw it up, dissect, and reflect this light I shine, because my power is refined through the truth, which manifests through eternal minds. Purified gases and masses, the same elements that help spark civilization crashes. I see brothers quote mad plus degrees, lip professing ass niggas can't feed their own seeds. When a nigga steps out his place and get slapped in his motherfucking face, just because the nigga what he tried to base. But G.O.D., but G.O.D., while I see this whole clique passes by, motherfuckers think they qualify. And for those niggas want to try, the G.O.D., the G.O.D., when a motherfucker steps out his place and get slapped in his goddamn face, just because the nigga what he tries to base. But G.O.D., G.O.D., while I see this whole clique passes by, motherfuckers think they qualify. And for those niggas want to try, the G.O.D., the G.O.D.
Me your majesty, keep your battery charged, he know it won't stick, yo, and it's not his fault you kick slow. Should've let your trick hold, chick hold your sick glow, plus nobody couldn't do nothing once he let the brick go. And you know I know, that's a bunch of snow, the beat is so butter, peep the slow cutter as he utter the calm flow. Don't talk about my mom, yo, sometimes he rhyme quick, sometimes he rhyme slow, or vice versa. Whip up a slice of nice verse pie, hit it on the first try, villain, the worst guy, spot hot tracks like spot a pair of fat asses, shots of the scotch from out the square shot glasses. And he won't stop till he got the masses and show them what they know not through flows of hot molasses. Do it like the robot to head spin to boogaloo. Took a few minutes to convince the average boogaloo. It's ugly, like look at you, it's a damn shame. Just remember all caps when you spell the man name. And you know it like a poet, like baby doll. I bet she tried to say she gave me her all, she played ball. All bets off, the villain got the dice rig, and they say he accosted the man with the slice wig. Allegedly, the investigation is still ongoing. In this pesky nation, he got the best con flowing. The pot doubles, now they really got troubles. Madman never go like snot bubbles.
Thank you.
So we had a little, sequence here. We went from ODB to GZA on release. Yes, baby.
It was GZA?
Yeah.
Because it...
No. Nah.
It said it was...
Babe.
Okay.
DJ Lesta.
Okay.
Okay. Let me do this. We had All Dirty Bastard with Brooklyn Zoo. We had GZA from his own release. And this was Swordsman. He's from the release. Liquid Sword. And then we had MF Doom, which is another huge artist, and unfortunately huge loss, because he passed away a few years ago. But another big name in the New York area, and that was All Caps, pretty famous song by him. Shall we maybe play something else, or?
Yeah, we can move on to some more international tracks.
Okay.
For the second half of our short show today.
Well, in that case, since we started with some Italian information and then we went into hip-hop, I would say the best representation, I think, that I can think of, at least, is Sangue Misto, which is a few, is a like a sort of an Italian super group for hip hop, which was composed by Neffa, which actually then went on to become a famous pop artist in Italy.
Interesting.
Yeah, but it kind of went back now to, very interesting artist, even in his pop era. But not like, you know, flashy pop. It was still kind of like song singer, songwriter type of stuff.
Didn't like Big Music try to do that with the RZA at some point when he was really young?
When he was...
With like, what was it called? Like Prince...
Rakim, I think.
Rakim Prince, the Prince or something. Prince Rakim, I think.
Yeah, but I mean, it was still like very much hip hop, yeah. But more like probably
more
like
commercial or something.
Public Enemy style, you know, a little bit more boom bap stuff. But yeah, then he went on with his own thing, and also thankfully. But yeah, so Neffa, recently, actually, my cousin sent me a video of a show she went to where Neffa was playing this hip-hop stuff. Very interesting. And then there's Deda, which is another guy. They were all... And DJ Graf. DJ Graf was from Sardinia, another incredible artist. He's still active. He still scratches and produces beats, and he's a very, very different style of singing over things, like very, very peculiar. Maybe we'll play a song of that. So basically they got together back in Bologna, where I spent a lot of my life, but way before me there. In 1994, they released this record, Sangue Misto, SXM. And this is what I can, like, I think it's the, I don't know, probably the biggest, most influential record that I can think of. So let's listen to a song by that, and then I want to play a DJ Graf specific song, just because he's just like a genius, in my opinion, and very, very big influence for underground hip-hop in Italy. So, yeah, the first song we're going to listen to is, as I said, Sangue Misto. It's called La Porra. It's like a... Actually, no, maybe not. That's kind of like... Oh, yes, maybe yes. Let's do that. whatever. And then we'll go into DJ Graph. So, enjoy.
Si può giocare a clipper, si ascolta musica, si possono comprare accessori vari per confezionare spinelli e fumare. Confezionare spinelli e fumare. Confezionare spinelli e fumare. E fumare. Confezionare spinelli e fumare. Confezionare spinelli e fumare. Si può giocare a clipper.
La mia ballotta fumo porro in quantità, tanto quanto basta. Le mie mani nella pasta, la mista è ben farcita e io la faccio su. Manco fossi Mina, vedo mille bolle blu. Ehi, hey, hey, ci, così anche te sei come me, bella lì. Noi siamo soci nel THC, plin plin, senti come suona quando sale. E oh, fumo la mia porra, zero trip, trip, trip. Fottono la testa di un guaglione con il bip bip bip. Io resto affezionato a un dado Knorr. Cartina, filtro, paglia, fumo uguale a morra bella tesa ed ho la giuda. La mia mistura è ricca, la dose esagerata che ti spacca. H, che quando assumo hashish sento gli ultrasuoni e vedo a raggi. Vado sulla luna come Ben 10, parte l'astronave Delta 9. C'è che deda per la gente, piena di grazia è la mia pipa. E porto marijuana in Vaticano come dono per il Papa. Santo Padre benedici la T con HC. Siamo complici tipo è lei che mi ispira, si gira dentro di me e manda fuori che non ce n'è. Nella mia testa suona e anche se stona trova l'armonia. Via pizza pronti via e come per magia di nuovo blu blu quando faccio su. Segui segnali di fumo sulla traccia con la mia tribù. Fumo la porra zero pare cico capisci bene, perché già sai del guaglione per la legalizzazione. E se per quei signori io sono ancora fuori, mi prendo cura dei miei affari. Magari siamo pari, ah, rendo l'idea, cremo punto e basta. C'è sintonia con le mani in pasta, fumo senza sosta, non mettetemi alla sbarra. Se in testa c'ho la rima e nella mano c'ho la sabbia.
Mi sto sempre nello stesso film, stessa sabbia.
La N e la doppia FA, un cane sciolto nella mia città. Parlo della porra perché solo lei mi gusta. Compro la mia stecca, non mi compro mai la busta. Nasce dall'unione della terra con il sole. Io la fumo dentro una cartina perché so che pure lei lo vuole. Coi miei guaglioni da mattina a sera, la porra lucida le rime come cera. Vedi che di porri io mi intendo e so farli. Presso con il dito tipo Bob Marley. Fateci gremare in pace senza troppi drammi. Ne fa dei da DJ Graff in dopa. Ooh yeah, we're jamming.
Mi sveglio, preparo il mistone in un'insalatiera. Passo la giornata intera, ma pizza un già su cose, me ne sto in crociera. Fora, gremo fino a sera e ancora. Chiuso in una cartina dentro un cielo un bla. Magari di scano, di stoffa in testa van. La fattanza spanda, colori dentro questo grigio manda. Un trombardolo che t'acqueta, lascia una fragranza lieta. E quando ne metti troppo non si spreca. Sei buono, con la merda e non mi stono. Capiscimi bene tipo, capiscimi al volo. Il fumo pacca come la roba, manda in paravera. La svolta quotidiana di un guaglione si fa dura. Nella piazza dove il tabaccaio smazza. Plasticone, un palazzo e non ne voglio mezza. Devo sentire il gusto della pianta, io non fumo scarpe. Questo non è scherzo a parte, non mi diverto. Controllo sempre il ciocco, non mi fido, specie quando incido. Io non penso positivo, penso al cielo, al cielo. È un buon cilotto, sdruso di bella quanto abuso. Zero pago per l'uso, non ho dovuto succarmi neanche le istruzioni. Ho solo allenato i polmoni, cilando con gli amici buoni. In questo caso i miei guaglioni.
Sangue misto sempre nello stesso film. Stessa sigla, sola più, sempre con la lista nella mano.
farmacoolico con l'effervescenza gogo. Magnesia per la betumiera, art cago nelle fondamenta. Ora finalmente avrò una casa con i Kogan. Le mura parlano piano, se chiedi alla porta scusa, spero tu ne abbia una pronta, diventami pratico. Gli alba preferisco di lungo, biliscio a scattafascio il mitico di Akira. Come aggiunta stira, forza aumenta, finché la barca va a carbone. La questione risulta risolta, parole all'ego, sputa che si incolla. Mago nel bricolage, monta in sella e disperditi. Voyage, voyage, riproponiti, ti faccio gula, spezzatino, su posta al settivo, sei roboso. Ash to ash, rock to rock, menoso, sono mezze fette di palle soffritte in offerta, prendi tre, paghi due, te ne è rimasta una, certamente ti costa la faccia da idiota. Cagliete fuori che non è un po'. Stato di allerta, battosta in arrivo, vorrei renderti conto una volta per tutte della tua inutilità, evacua. Ravanando, ravanando, caro il mio quadrupede, sta incominciando a rompere i coglioni. Disturbi la piramide, avveleni il rap con quei cazzo di beat buoni per Bronski. Ti ritrovi con i Kurt Club che ti fanno da MC caschi male. Che gli si butti un po' di segatura al titubante inetto. Tonnellate di pura emozione tramutate in liquefatti, mocci vari tra i cocci. Un netto dominide per male con seri problemi all'encefalo piatto, come dove ci mangi la pizza. Ho fatto la certezza che è pieno di ciocci in questo mondo musicale del cazzo. Gente del cazzo con facce di... Testa di, faccia di, piede di porco. Testa di, faccia di, piede di porco. Il tuo standard è out, stand up, ho preso in prestito. Io rentio, stand up, tosti stai nel tuo stupido culo. I want the stand, pezzo damn bad. E zoppi, chi sei sopra l'ubi, culo da somma, ibrido, le lead del più picciu. Scordati la sfida. Sado, maso, dosa, di entusiasmo, un fanatismo spicciolo. E lo spigolo di un coglione che ti spunta in bocca o mucolo. E la cocacca, faccia di vacca, rumina palle. Mastichi taralli in culo, polpette di polpa, di polpo, pulp fiction. Albitur, viaggi comodo in pole position, eccesso, cagone.
Profession, the capital S. Professional jam session is then the mission.
So listen up. Streaming del Everyday Jesus, una fortuna.
Siamo
schiena contro schiena.
Siamo
anelli della stessa catena, realtà aberrante. Siamo sopravvissuti a troppe storie, un solo istante, troppe follie ordinarie.
Grave me, bla, baci da Baghdad. Favorevoli condizioni, simile a un blackout. Navi prezzi al buio, c'è solo una mossa che ne sa dove restare in piedi tra le priori. Piedi, no punto di tre.
Not a chance to get a
testimoni già di troppi tre.
One glance and you believe me.
Man, 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 man. Trasforma difetti in pregi.
It's life, shit, condition.
E qua non può finire.
Ancora
in piedi, no punto di tre.
Not a chance to get a
testimoni già di troppi tre.
One glance and you believe me.
Man, 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 man.
Alright, a little extra there. So we listened to Sangue Misto, then DJ Graf, and this one was another thing that my brother introduced me to, speaking of, you know, Italian hip-hop stuff, and but also kind of feel connected to, because most of them were in Bologna as well at the time when this was released in 1999. And very interesting story. So this project was called Melma e Merda, which means like just mud and shit, basically. And it's by Deda, and which is also in Sangue Misto, and Chaos, which is Chaos One, another huge artist in hip-hop in Italy. Also, I'm pretty sure still active, but literally like a legend. And also Sean, which is a South African artist that was living in Italy at the time, and was kind of like active in, you know, early hip-hop days in Italy. And the funny thing about this record is that it's so well produced, like so solid, you know. And it was they were like collaborating with Neffa at the time on some of his songs, but this song is, I mean this song, sorry, this record was made only in 10 days since they got together. They thought about making this record and then recorded all of it in only 10 days and then presented it in this Livello 57 a Bologna, which was the like a sort of an early what do you call social centro sociale,
the social club, like
basically a squat. But that was also another thing that, you know, had a huge impact, especially on the hip-hop culture in Italy, that specific place. Because, and there's actually a very good documentary, I think it's on Netflix, about Italian hip-hop. And I think the very first episode talks about how important that place was for, you know, early sort of clubbing, underground culture, raving, and also hip-hop stuff. So very cool stuff. And let's move on. I have another couple of Italian songs that I want to play. One is by Chaos, Chaos One, which is this guy that was in Melma e Merda as well. And this is specifically about graffiti. This song is called Il Codice, like the code. And it kind of talks about a little bit how if you don't understand the code, you won't understand graffiti and the culture that is behind it. And it's so well interconnected with hip-hop that, you know, it's just, you're just completely out of it. And, you know, you see me a lot like going around cities, like looking at tags and graffitis and stickers, posters. Like, that's all part of the code, you know? And there's, you know, as a way to, like, it's a form of poor art in a way. And by the way, my brother published his master thesis on graffiti. I highly recommend go check it out. I don't know if it's available online, but very, very cool stuff. And yeah, this song is very, kind of makes me emotional a bit. It really brings me back to many, many years ago where, you know, we were just, again, young, angsty kids with a lot of ideas and no resources or no way to express ourselves. Mm. So I was listening to this song while biking back from work the other day. I was like, wow, I forgot completely about this. And this is so good. And then we'll have a one last Italian quote-unquote song, but this is more dialect, really, from Puglia, where my family and me I'm from, which is it's a project called Puglia Tribe, and it's also sort of like a Wu-Tang type of situation where a bunch of different rappers got together and they made a record together. It's so good, but the particular thing about this is that they sing in dialect, in their own dialect,
and in Puglia, like, it's the region, but there's a different dialect for, like, each town, village. Yeah, like, one time we were sitting in a restaurant in DJ Lento's hometown, and someone from literally the next town over, the next town over from Molfetta, sat down behind us and said, in her dialect, which somehow I just tend to understand everything everybody's saying, but said in her dialect, I don't understand anything that these fucking Bicheliers say. And I was like, how am I understanding both of you? But anyway, it's like that different from place to place in Puglia. So it's really cool that they're doing that from their own you know, dialect and in one group.
Yeah, these people, I would say most of them were from around Bari and Taranto, which also Taranto dialect is sort of similar to Barese dialect. It's kind of a mix of Barese and Brindisino.
The opposite coast, so that's kind of interesting.
Yeah, but it's like geographically makes sense because they're pretty close, and Taranto was a big Greek colony, like centuries, thousands of years ago. Mm. But yeah. So that would be Puglia Tribe with La Sisendute, and also kind of La Sisendute. I mean, did you hear that?
I could hear that.
It's very interesting. I mean, of course, I'm not going to be able to translate that, but it's about, you know, how people hang out inside of Italy and, like, anyway, you kind of have to make it work in a way. But it's a very French sounding.
Well, I was about to say, one of the first things you told me about your dialect is that it is also sort of French related in a way, which is a nice then transition into the last section of our show, which is going to be French 90s hip hop, which I have a little knowledge of. So, I'm excited to hear a Bichelier say.
It's more Barese.
Not Bichelier say, Barese dialect combo song.
Right. So next we got Chaos One with Il Codice, and then La Sisendute by Puglia Tribe.
And then we'll be back I can introduce some more.
Cheers.
Suo motivo è il proprio stile, ne va fiera, niente indolce, a chi ne fa un lavoro, io non vengo sul tuo muro. sogno. Solo in ferrovia un tonto bottom su un vagone bianco. Il tempo ha sviluppato nuovi stili, nuove forme, situazioni sempre pese, come ci ha insegnato fase. Per cui non resta dire se è tutto incomprensibile, è assai difficile il concetto senza il codice. Sul muro lascio tracce di colore con un codice. Sul muro lascio tracce di colore con un codice. Sul muro lascio tracce di colore con un codice. Sul muro lascio tracce di colore con un codice. Il concetto che è strano rende tutto più difficile. Vado in fronte anche se fuori è sotto zero, e la conferma che sei vivo. Tu sai che non è un gioco, ci hanno già sparato addosso. Succede spesso, se un passatempo che ti cerchi ti hai sbagliato posto. Col buio intorno ogni rumore crea un sospetto. Sotto le finestre scure di un vagone, un writer scrive un nome, un altro sale sopra un tetto a 30 metri dall'asfalto. Sempre più in alto, sempre più stretto, spesso sconvolto. Il sole mostra inesorabile il loro passaggio. Per chi cancella anche domani sarà peggio. Perché per ogni pezzo che scompare ce ne sono altri tre fronti. Per questa notte tocca stare attenti. Se vuoi chiamarla guerra, allora guerra sia più scelti quanto. Perché ti fissa il posto in ferrovia, io starò attento. Per non trovarmi mai di fronte a un giudice, il concetto resta estraneo per te se non hai il codice. Sul muro lascio tracce di colore con un codice. Sul muro lascio tracce di colore con un codice. Sul muro lascio tracce di colore con un codice. Sul muro lascio tracce di colore con un codice. Il concetto che è strano rende tutto più difficile. Scritto sul muro col colore, sull'acciaio leggi il codice. Difficile il concetto è senza regole, ma inutile. Se questo tu lo chiami crimine, essere ostile. Per te io sarò il peggio criminale. Quando il sole scende si nasconde, le ombre si fanno lunghe. Un writer veste scure si confonde con il nero, mentre un treno è già lontano col suo pezzo alato. In posti che non hai mai visto, in cui non sei mai stato. Credi che sia facile, ma senza codice non ti è possibile comprendere il motivo. E timo, sfido il buio e sopravvivo. Io non dipingo quadri, scrivo lettere. Un esercito di writers pronti per combattere. Se non ci credi, guarda in giro, vedrai firme su ogni muro. Un singolo frammento che compone un vivo intero. Se non ci stai, la tua sconfitta sarà duplice. Il concetto resta estraneo per te se non hai il codice. Sul muro lascio tracce di colore con un codice. Sul muro lascio tracce di colore con un codice. Sul muro lascio tracce di colore con un codice. Sul muro lascio tracce di colore con un codice. Il concetto che ti è strano rende tutto più difficile.
Amici da Bosch, da Bosch la miscia, tutto il film, il jet, un quadrato e torno,
l'assist dude mo vein, la vera tanda,
da Drake,
mo non se sa,
ci è,
amico questo,
un fra,
l'assist dude mo
vein,
la vera tanda,
da Drake,
mo non se sa,
ci è,
amico questo,
un fra.
Una per la
sora,
due per la frate. Vuota per la cristiana che se sto sempre sbattuta. Da 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 fan, c'è la wake and jam. Questa situazione da merda che attorno già stante. C'è fascia l'abuso, poi c'è tena la divisa. C'è fascia l'abuso, poi c'è i mafiosi. Ma non già mai stai cicce, e a matire nanza. Ma crismata la bocca, e i già fazza parla. Agghiamette tutto gnore sopra bianca. Tu ad asta corta, a c'è tena banca. Poi c'è da punta bianca, di hache i mutante. Spande do senna e non si tanta denza. E chi non può cuore ma è vacante. La venda arrangia, cutta che arrangia mangia. Cutta che mangia, la da monge, la da ponge. Domani la da strange. Se vite da exit, ne da rindo cunda. Denare non ne tenga, manca per nutti. E sto con sud, fra. E sto con sud, con la miscia da bash. Da bash, la miscia.
La si sentu,
mo vein.
La verte,
da dre.
Mo non sa,
ci è.
Amin questo,
fra.
La si sentu,
mo vein.
La verte,
da dre.
Ci è, amino questo,
fra.
Sin, accia wanda one, o captisci da stivan. Pighi can, e un crof neve nanze. Met la spin, apici la luce, fuscia nuce, coscia bruce, fece tenimo frisce. Sin,
je garantit mon kjo si sëndut mame si ka pëshut bune parolieri u se qëso so kit ke vene në do sud non ave në nut pëqe la muske të riske se sua strut la kua slut e pa në sut din quali e quali la digi la verte le uaj un menza la strate ka pepit e u ritin jinde u movement ke du se sen da tut le van non jes lut u kapit ala mers e u bafet e u pizet o le calzun largë che te faccio uguale a tutto l'altro o quali un uomo delle amiche che conosce l'amiche da bosch l'amiche e questo stile delle amiche che ti piace da bosch l'amiche in zimo quadrate o quali un uomo delle amiche che conosce l'amiche da bosch l'amiche e questo stile delle amiche che ti piace da bosch l'amiche in zimo quadrate
la si sentut movente la verità da tre ma non si sa chi è amico questo fra la si sentut movente la verità da tre ma non si sa chi è amico questo fra
a chimpanzee navigating on consciousness with me anomaly commonly bound by worse psychology ever since the love took hold it enlightened me frightened me twist me up then it tightened me electron move atomic rate I lose magnetic feel heels and heels the perpendicular vehicular manipular base force particular material morphalaxis mathematics axis if you behind in the text take a hit and tracks is the axis circulates gyrates and waxes taxes errors fees and mental lapses neurons and synapses constructs collapses the galaxy entraps its flaps its warp wings things and streams so gravity can take captive captive captive
captive captive captive captive la si sentut movente la verità
da tre
ma non si sa
chi è
amico questo
fra
la si sentut
movente
la verità
da tre
ma non si sa
chi è
amico questo
fra
la si sentut
movente
la verità
da tre
ma non si sa
chi è
amico questo
fra
la si sentut
movente
la verità
da tre
ma non si sa
chi è
amico questo
fra
Leggi tu quadrat.
Yeah, we got.
I want to meet these people.
Yeah, those. That was pretty sick. I like the Pugliese.
You can hear that. Right?
Oh yeah, I mean I can always tell like the difference between Pugliese dialect and Italian for sure.
They definitely from Bari or around there, but there's people from all over in this project. There's also somebody singing English, so
yeah.
I wonder if that's Sean, the same guy,
the one you're talking about from South Africa.
Yeah.
Mm.
Anyway.
Okay. Well, we're going to move it along because we've only got a few minutes left, actually. We are going to play some French hip hop for our last few songs, starting with MC Solar. This was the first French hip hop artist that I discovered when I was like literally in middle school or even elementary school. I grew up speaking French in a French immersion program. And it's actually funny to me now that like this was much more recent, like at that time. It was much more. Like MC Solar was much more contemporary because this was in the late 90s, early 2000s that I was discovering this, and this music is from the 90s. We had a really fun Western adventure in Arizona around Christmas, and so the song I'm choosing to play is Nouveau Western, which means New Western, and it actually mentions Arizona. MC Solar is actually considered widely to be the best French hip-hop artist. He's extremely poetic, and the first song that I heard of his is called Caroline, and in this song, there's this famous line, and this was like, you know, while I'm learning French, and we're talking about wordplay and stuff like that, and he says, tu es l'as de trèfle qui pique mon cœur, which means, like, you're the ace of, what was it called in English, like, in a deck of cards, the ace of...
The queen...
No, not the ace of spades, the ace of...
hearts?
No, the other one. Not diamonds, the other...
Flower.
Oh, what is it called?
Squares.
The trèfle. It's like the... Wow, I really should have thought about... No, not diamonds. The other black one that's not spades.
That's spades.
No, the other black one.
Fiori.
Fiori. Well, we know what it's called in. We know what it's called in.
Asso di fiori.
In Italian now, and we know what it's called in French, but we're blanking on what it's called in English. But qui pique, which is like the spade, you know. Clubs. Thank you. How did I forget that? Like you're the ace of clubs that pique like stabs with the spade my heart. And so that's the line, that's where it comes from. And we're not going to play Caroline, which is maybe his most famous song, but we are going to play Nouveau Western, which is one of the songs that helped launch his career in the 90s. And then we're going to play Tout n'est pas si simple, Not Everything Is That Simple by Supreme NTM. And then we'll be back to sign off. And... once again, you're listening to Freaks to the Front on RadioValencia.fm.
Le vent souffle en Arizona, un état d'Amérique dans lequel Arizona. Cowboy dingue, du bang bang, du flingue, de l'arme, du cheval et de quoi faire la bringue. Poursuivi par Smith et Wesson, Colt, Derringer, Winchester et Remington. Il erre dans les plaines, fier, solitaire, son cheval et son partenaire. Parfois, il rencontre des Indiens, mais la rue est vers l'or et son seul dessein. Sa vie suit un cours que l'on connaît par cœur. La rivière sans retour d'Otto Preminger, tandis que John Wayne est looké à la lutte du lutte, propre comme un archiduc, entre Sam me doute. Hollywood nous burn, Hollywood burn, dans la vie de tous les jours comme dans les nouveaux westerns. Gary Cooper, le western moderne est installé dans le secteur. Quand la ville dort, les trains ne sifflent pas. Les sept mercenaires n'ont pas l'once d'un combat. Harry, désormais, est proche de Gare de l'Est. Il souhaite des époques et les lieux pour un nouveau Far West. Les saloons sont des bistrots, on y vend des clopes. Pas de la chip, du top, du cinémascope. Il entre dans le bar, commande un indien, scalpe la mousse, boit, repose le verre sur le zin. Une touche cheveux se part, sous des types se baignent pour des motifs futiles comme dans les nouveaux westerns.
Les têtes sont une sorte de multinationale. Elle exporte le western et son modèle féodal. Dicte le bien le mal, du Kubrick et les Dalton. Sont camouflés en Paul Smith et Weston. On dit que ce qui compte c'est le décor. La vie ne fait pas le moins dans la rue et vers l'or. Dès lors, les techniques se perfectionnent. La carte à puce remplace le Remington. Mais Harry, à Paris, n'a pas eu de chance. On le stoppe sur le périph' avec sa diligence. Puis on le place à Fresne, pour que Fresne le freine. Victime des directives de ce que l'on appelle le nouveau western. Le nouveau western. Ressemble à une balle perdue. Dans le système moderne se noie l'individu. Pour rester lucide, il s'abreuvait de brandy. Désormais on brandit et les shit et pépites. Ou blanche et la chevauchée fantastique. Toujours à contre-jour, c'est bien moins héroïque. Dans le monde du rêve, on termine par un happy end. Est-ce aussi le cas dans ce que l'on nomme le nouveau western? Le nouveau western. Le nouveau western. Le nouveau western. Moderne. Le nouveau western. Moderne. Le nouveau western. Sitting Bull. Koshi. Calamity Jane. Jane. West. West. Les squaws, les scales, tout ma walk, ma walk, ma walk. Le nouveau western, le nouveau western.
All right.
Miguelito Lopez.
All right. Thank you so much for tuning in to Freaks to the Front on RadioValencia.fm. We are signing off of the airwaves for today. We have had a really fun show playing some 90s hip hop from New York and Italy and France. We got one song left. We're playing Supreme NTM with Tout n'est pas si facile. And then we have got a new show, second week of the new show, which is called
Broadcast from Limbo.
From Limbo. I'm so sorry. Broadcast from Limbo.
You're fired.
I know. I am fired. You the are, last 10 minutes for me have been rough.
You are fired.
But that's with DJ Jasper. And they are going to be playing their second show. Are you playing a full 4 hours?
Taking over for ES Beats,
who's usually from the 2 to 4 slot, and Broadcast from Limbo is from the 4 to 6 on Saturdays, but they're going to be playing after us, so stay tuned in, enjoy, and we're signing off. Freaks to the Front on RadioValencia.fm every Saturday from 12 to 2. Transmissions from the Mission. I am DJ Lesta.
And this is DJ Lento.
Enjoy.
Music. déjà le hip-hop en France faisait ses premiers pas. Il n'y avait pas de règles, pas de loi, non, surtout pas de contrat, pas de problème entre toi et moi. Tout était clair, du but à la manière dont tout devait se faire. Night Office m'est tellement fier d'évoluer dans un système parallèle où les valeurs de base étaient belles. Mêle, peace, unity, love and having fun. Le hip-hop n'a jamais eu besoin de gun ni de gang, de toys ni de vente, mais plus tôt de la foi de ceux qui en défendent la mémoire et l'éthique, les valeurs essentielles, celles qui crée encore l'étincelle lorsque je me rappelle des premières heures du terrain vague de la chapelle. À l'époque, les héros s'appelaient actuels. Lucien Dynastie te collait meilleur. Big up pour être resté haut. Si longtemps tout en haut, de l'affiche aussi haut, haut que le flow. De mémo, de mémo, de mémo. Il en aura fallu du boulot. Des heures et des heures et des jours et des jours et des années même. Pour que le hip hop tienne, tout ne fut pas si facile pour le suprême.